After she graduated from college, in an effort to avoid returning to the internment camp where her parents were still being held, my grandmother went to teach on a Sioux reservation in South Dakota, where she learned to drive a stick shift and kill and gut a deer. These are three things I do not know how to do, but I also do not know how to leave my parents imprisoned and travel alone by train across a country that has painted my face a red flag, so perhaps what we learn is a matter of necessity. In her East Coast school, where the class photos were an ocean of blue and green eyes, most people had never even heard of internment camps. Perhaps what we learn is a matter of convenience. She was extra ink on every page she landed. I never asked her what the Sioux children thought of her. Woman with familiar black hair and unfamiliar eyes. Woman alone, unmarried, young. Woman quiet and stubborn and stern. Teacher and stranger and alien and friend. I have already written the poem where this country is an abusive husband, and the poem where this country is a neglectful parent, a monster, a wound, a burden, a bad dream, a thief, but they all turn to ash in my mouth. And still, my grandmother stands at the front of a classroom in South Dakota. Still, her brother walks out of the camp and is drafted into the U.S. Army. Still, her mother hangs lace curtains and tries to make a horse's stall feel like a home. Still, her father sits in a barrack where there isn't any wood to carve, so he whittles a peach pit into a tiny ring that will one day fit my smallest finger. What we learn is a matter of resourcefulness. After the war, when her parents were released, they wrote to tell her to come home and get married. What we learn is a matter of inheritance. The Sioux mothers gifted her moccasins for her wedding and a pair for her firstborn child, beaded and bright, the softest leather for the smallest feet. I am told they were sad to see her go. Later, when her own children go to school, bright black hair and eyes spilling across every class photo, they bring the moccasins for show and tell. They do not bring the hand-sewn curtains. They do not bring the peach pit ring or their grandfather's knife or a deer's heart, red and pumping, for one brief moment, still alive in their mother's hands.